And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
On Tuesday night, Sutton Coldfield Town returned to cup action, this time in the Integro Dudson League Cup and a first-round local derby draw against Stourbridge. There was goals aplenty, including standout strikes from Sutton's Daniel Callaghan and Stourbridge captain Stuart Pierpoint, as well as a contentious first half sending off for Sutton's Sean Geddes to add what was an exciting League Cup match, resulting in a full-time score of 3-3 and penalties to decide the tie. While Stourbridge converted their first four penalties, key misses from the spot from Sutton's Josh Green and George Smith ensured a win for Stourbridge and away draw to Barwell in the second round. After the match, we first spoke to Sutton Coldfield Town midfielder Stephen Palmer and began by asking Stephen, despite going a couple of goals down in the first 20 minutes, do they still believe they could have got something out of the match?
To be fair, going 2-0 down, a lot of people could have thought that it's game over for us, but I showed a lot of character to get back in, to go ahead and then go to 10 men. We knew it was going to be a tough game, so yeah, it's very disappointing, but it's a good game for the neutrals, yeah.
How's Sean Geddes feeling about the sending off?
I didn't really see what happened, but apparently he flicked out, caught the player, and I think the player made a bit of a meal of it, and then the rest of history, got sent off, and then we had back to the wall. But we showed loads of character, we stuck with it. Unlucky, we went to penalties, and their keepers pulled off two good saves, so yeah, it's one of them.
Jake Healy scored tonight, and also a great strike by Daniel Callaghan. Jake Healy looks really impressive on the ball, doesn't he?
Both the finishes were top class, to be fair. The movement for the goals, the play, something that the new gaffer's been working on in training, so it's starting to shine pitch now.
Saturday, Barwell, a tough match to go to a team like that though, but it's been real improvement in the last 2 weeks of the team though, hasn't it?
Well, going from last week where we've put a great shift in, and then tonight we've had a really good shift again, so we've got a lot of confidence going into Saturday's game, so we look forward to it now.
We also spoke to Stourbridge midfielder Drew Canavan, and we asked Drew, was he surprised by how the high tempo start to the game was maintained throughout the 90 minutes?
Yeah, it was a really fast start. We went 2-0 up, probably cruising really, and then to be fair to them, they scored two great goals off from outside the box. Sending off as well, they had a sending off first half. Second half, we had a lot of the ball. We probably should have took our chances, maybe finished it off with the man advantage. In the second half, wasn't to be, 3-3, went to pens, and then a bit of excitement for the fans. We scored all of our pens, and Big Ash, the goaler, a couple of saves, so yeah, it was a good win.
Touch on the sending off, Sean Geddes sent off for an abridged foul on Jordan Archer. What's your take on that?
Apparently the referee said he's after the incident and there was a slap. So Sean, I know Sean myself, and he did sort of say he didn't touch him, but the rest said he saw it or heard it. So I think it was just a little slap, and obviously you can't raise your hands in football now, so he saw the red card, and it did change the game. We had a lot of the ball then, and we probably, like I said, we should have probably finished it in 90 minutes really. Yeah, shame for Sean. I know he's a good player, but maybe a bit silly for me.
The lineup tonight for Stourbridge was some new players came in. Did it give management team an opportunity to bring some new players in, because it is a cup match, it's not the importance of compared to league fixtures?
I see we've got the big FA Cup game next week against Northampton. It was a chance to play some of the players who have been in and out, coming back from injury. Good chance to get 90 minutes, like myself as well. So yeah, it's a good run out. Everyone's a bit of fitness for the lads who haven't been playing, ready for next week and Saturday if we're called upon, and we get in the starting 11.
And your thoughts very quickly, Drew, on Sutton Coldfield Town. They're at the bottom end of the table. They've only gone through a recent new change in management team as well. Richard Snakers and Steve Hinks taking over the reins. What's your thoughts on them? Do you think they've got enough to get out of it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they played their fully strength squad tonight. I think they did. They got some good players. A couple of good lads scored some great goals. Defensively, I think our two lads up top did quite well against them. Maybe they need to be a bit more solid at the back if they want to progress in the league and get high with the league. But I think they'll do right, and I think he's a good manager, Richard. I know he was at Rushall before, so I think he'll get it sorted and they'll be fine.
And between now and your cup match against Northampton, you've got away against Ashley United next Saturday in the league. What do you and the team know about Ashley United, and how you prepare for that game?
Well, we'll go in Thursday training and do what we usually do. We'll train well. Obviously it's a big league game, we haven't had a league game in a couple of weeks, so we could do be getting the points on the board, and it's a chance to get 90 minutes in before the Northampton game on Tuesday. So we'll go there and go for the win, obviously, and take it into confidence into the game against Northampton.
And is it still the club season target? You want to make the playoffs?
100%, that's what you want to do. We've always just missed out. We've got in the playoffs a couple of times. We've had good FA Cup runs, which is great, but the league's what it's all about, and we want to make sure this year we get in there and we try and get promoted. The club's ready for it, so we need to push for that as well as the FA Cup. However we get on against Northampton, if we're still in it, we've still got the league games are important. Christmas period will be important as well to get the wins.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.